So as you know, the Rolling Stones are on tour right now. They're actually in the midst of a tour. They're going to be in California this weekend, mm-hmm. and then Minneapolis and Florida and Texas, Nevada. They're going to be all over the place, Georgia. So as they're on tour, I think I just sort of like read out of the corner of my eye, like I saw this and I didn't really think about it, that they stopped playing Brown Sugar,
mm-hmm.
that they're no longer playing that song.
Mm-hmm.
And my first reaction was, oh yeah, they must hate it. Because all these bands have songs they retire. They retire the song because they don't like it. It was too popular. They hate playing it. I remember I was working for a radio station, like a new wave radio station. And we had the dude from Men Without Hats, Land Down Under?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Men at Work.
Colin Hay. Yeah. Men at Work. Thank you. So Colin Hay was on. And I said, are you going to sing Land Down Under? And he went, till the day I die.
Mm-hmm.
So I know there's a lot of bands that feel that way. They want to retire a song because they just hate it. So, but then I was like, wait a minute. No, they stopped playing Brown Sugar because it's a freaking racist song.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd forgotten the lyrics. It starts right from the very beginning. Gold Coast slave ship bound for cotton fields, sold in the market down in New Orleans. Scarred old slaver know he's doing all right. Hear him whip the women just around midnight. Like it's, I guess, because I didn't grow up with that generation, but I know the song, but I never really thought about the lyrics because, again, like I don't really pay attention. That's not, the Rolling Stones are not my band.
Mm-hmm.
But I went back and I was like, holy shit. Like I see why they retired this song. That one's super racist. And then Brown Sugar, how come you taste so good? Like,
never thought about it. But I wonder if some stations are still playing this song.
No.
No, I guarantee there's classic rock stations playing this song. Guarantee it.
I guess it depends what state you live in.
I bet you B.A.B. is playing this song right now, and they're playing shot of it. They're going to play another Rolling Stones song next.
Did you know that's what these lyrics were?
I had no idea. I don't know lyrics.
That's the thing, because the way he sings, he's just sort of like, he's a rock star, so it's like, it's like marble mouth to me. I never really thought about what the lyrics were. So that's one of the songs that had started this conversation about songs that I know we live in like woke cancel culture. And a lot of it is, some of it's very accurate and some of it's a little out there.
Mm.
This is totally accurate. So there's a bunch of songs that now radio stations will no longer play. They don't want it in karaoke. They don't want it used in movie soundtracks. There's a bunch of songs that are on a new list of, let's just retire this song forever. Let's never play this song. We want a whole generation to never know this music.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's very interesting because some of the songs on a list, like there's one song we'll get to that has been pissing me off my entire life, and I'm glad we're probably going to talk about it. Yeah. And we know that recently Blurred Lines, which I'm mad at myself because I was a PLJ at the time when Blurred Lines was a huge song. I remember feeling uncomfortable about the song, being like, this sounds a little rapey to me, but I didn't say anything because it wasn't my show. I didn't feel it wasn't that type of environment, you know, that I could say to the two men that I was working with, this song is like a little rapey. But yeah, no, so Blurred Lines is problematic because it's about misogyny, the entire song about a man misreading signs from a girl, and because she's hot, she probably enjoys sex.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know you want it, stuff like that. So here's the list that's out right now. It's a long list, but I grabbed a few songs that I thought we should probably discuss. So I know that kids in school do musicals.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing Frozen, they're doing the Harry Potter musical, but there are some schools that are still doing Grease. And if you remember, in 2016, Fox did Grease Live.
Right.
This is the song that's problematic, Summer Lovin'. The part that's the problem.
Tell me more, tell me more, did you get very far? Tell me more, like the sea.
mean, that, you know, that's not as bad. The part that people didn't like is when they go, tell me more, did she put up a fight?
Right.
Because that implies that the Travolta character is a sexual predator and condones sexual assault. And here's what's interesting about this. So, here we go. Okay, so that's the part that people have a problem with. But what's interesting is when they did Grease Live in 2016, which aired on Fox, they took a lot of the controversial lines from the original film out, but they left in, did she put up a fight? Which is weird. So they want to ban, because now the Christmas is around the corner, do they know it's Christmas time at all? They don't want that being played anymore because the whole song is like the white savior syndrome, like coming to help the poor Africans who can't help themselves, you know.
But it actually raised money to help Africa, who needed help at the time.
Okay, so only because you brought that up, I'm going to have to set you straight on this. So my entire book, Celebritocracy, goes through stories like this and traces where the money actually went. So this was the money that was supposed to raise funds for victims of Ethiopian famine. Mm-hmm. But that's not where the money went. First of all, the Ethiopian famine was man-made. It was caused by the leader of Ethiopia at the time. And he made the famine happen. And then he took all the money from Live Aid and all the money from Do They Know It's Christmas? And he bought weapons from the Russians. This is documented everywhere. It's not just my word. There have been dozens and dozens of articles written about it. There have been dozens of research everywhere from like Time magazine to Rolling Stone. Bob Guccione did a whole investigation on this with all these investigators. So all that money that was supposed to go to Ethiopian famine, man-made famine, was actually spent in Russia on weapons, and those weapons were used for this dude to kill his own people.
Yeah, I'm good for banning this song, period. So I'm fine with that. This song was crap when it came out. It's crap now. Yes, yeah. Please take it off my radio.
Yeah. Now, the next song they want to take off for offensive lyrics, I don't know if I agree that these are offensive. As a fat-bottomed girl, as somebody who's always had a big butt. Seriously.
I would
hear this song. Yes.
Oh, down beside that red firelight.
It was like, you know, all those skinny little models that I grew up next to. And then there was like me. Yes. The fat bottom girls, us, we do make the world go round. Thank you.
I just love the society we're born in right now. Freddie died 20 years ago, and we're trying to cancel him. I mean, he would wear it as a badge of pride, just like I do when you call me a douchebag. You know, go ahead and cancel me for fat bottom girls.
The music industry still faces a lot of criticism for reinforcing all these unrealistic beauty standards, which is why people like Lizzo are important, you know, which is why we love artists that are like, this is what I look like, go fuck yourself. I thought this was a celebration of body diversity. I was like, finally, someone likes us.
Yeah, but and the thing was, is Freddie really didn't like you.
Well, that's a very good point. But people are saying that one of the things that they didn't like, because they were talking about Big Fat Fanny, a very naughty nanny who made a bad boy out of me, they're like, oh, that sounds like child abuse to me. But Brian May set them straight and said, no, that's not what it's about at all. It's about a young man who comes to appreciate women with big bottoms, because his first attraction as a young boy was to a woman that was a larger size, and he was like, now that's a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, any interpretation of it other than that, I mean, I felt the song was empowering, but people are saying that it's fattest, to use that term in a title.
Mm.
Yeah. Lola by the Kinks. Now, it made it to the top 10 in the U.S. and the U.K. in 1970. But now when you hear it, like, the whole song is offensive.
Oh, you mean radio stations aren't going to be playing this song anymore? Oh, darn.
You hate it.
Nobody plays this. I mean, you can cancel this song all you want. No station is playing it. No cover band is playing it.
Right.
The Kinks aren't even playing anymore. So you cancel it all you want. It's about a guy dancing with a girl who turns out to be a guy.
Right.
So yeah, go ahead and cancel that.
But, you know, It plays into the fear and stereotype and everything that people thought was okay to say about trans people in 1970, and it's no longer okay. So that's a song that I'm fully on board canceling. Oh, here's something funny though. So my best friend's little, like, 9-year-old son, he said, I like that it's LGBTQ+, because, like Disney Plus, the plus means it's better. I love that.
Hey, at least it's getting the conversation going. It's a song from the 70s that people still are, you know, if they're talking about it, it's getting the conversation going.
Right, right. Another song on the list is China Girl. This was a big song when I was a kid. I remember this song. This was David Bowie. Even the music in the beginning, you already are offended.
Right. Great song.
That little, like, but scroll forward to 2 minutes and 31 seconds in, because those are the lyrics that people really have a problem with, because they're saying this is like total white privilege and colonialism. My little China girl, you shouldn't mess with me. I'll ruin everything you are. You know, I'll give you television. I'll give you eyes of blue. I'll give your man a voice to rule the world. Yeah, okay, that's very offensive. I mean, I'll give you television. Like, you know, like, they're so backwards. But here's what's really interesting. So Iggy Pop did an interview and he was like, you people are morons. It's like, this is not about China or a China girl. The song is about, it's a metaphor for heroin. It's about heroin.
Right.
It's another one of those artists that look back at their songs and they're like, no, this song was about heroin. So everybody calm the fuck down.
I love that. No, it's about a China girl. No, it's not. It's about me.
Right.
It's about me shooting up heroin. Shut up. You don't know. You weren't there.
I wrote it. It's about heroin. Trust me.
I wrote that song. I haven't worn a shirt since 1970. Believe me, I'm a heroin addict. Yes. Have you seen me?
How is Iggy Pop still alive?
I don't know.
This is a pet peeve of mine. This song plagued me when I was a child, when I was like a little teeny tiny child. People discovered this song. You know, Randy Newman was really famous for doing all these songs for movies and Disney movies. So people go back and they're like, oh my God, he wrote a song about how horrible short people are.
Short people got no reason. Short people
it's a happy
got
song.
No fuck this reason. Guy.
Short people got no reason to live.
What a dick.
They got little hands.
They got little eyes.
They walk around telling great big lies.
What an asshole.
Little nose, tiny little teeth.
I love that the PR guy went, this should be on the radio. This is going to be a hit.
Don't want no short people.
As somebody who my entire life I was tiny, I mean, even now I'm 5'2". It's so funny. When I think like, oh God, I've put on so much weight. And then I stand next to a couple of friends of mine and my friends are normal sized, but I just look so tiny next to all my friends because I'm 5'2". But I've been short my whole life. And I know that Randy Newman is well known for writing songs from the perspective of somebody dislikable. So the point was, the song was about somebody who is...
It's about heroin. You don't know. You can't call anything. He was talking about heroin and the short needle. You don't know.
But the songs like this, because people don't know what Randy Newman really meant by it. So songs like this were used my entire life. I can't tell you how often, like, somebody played the song or sang it to me or whatever. Just to be a jerk.
Oh, I've played it on the air for you before.
Yeah, you have. Many times.
So, yeah, I'm the jerk.
Yeah, you are the jerk. This was like our theme song for a while, and I was so pissed. I was just yelling at you in the background. But, yeah, I know. I realize that his whole thing is writing from the perspective of somebody who's an asshole. Well, it's, again, people who hear the song, they don't understand the irony. They think he hates short people and then as a short person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.